getting a chance to sit down with Dolphins wide receiver Jarvis Landry. And Jarvis, we were just talking before we started, year number three for you. Does it seem like it's your third offseason right now?
It doesn't. It's flown by, and it's definitely been 2 years so far to remember, and hopefully a lot more to look ahead to.
Yeah, we're looking ahead to 2016 for sure. New coaching staff, new schemes, new techniques. How's it been for you guys out there? It looks like you guys are working hard, but yet having a lot of fun at the same time.
Right. No, I mean, I think that's the beauty about this offense and Coach Gase. You know, he's come in and he's been a great teacher to all of us. And it's allowed us to go out there and play fast. You know, when we have that chemistry and the camaraderie that we're trying to build here, we fall, we at times, but at the same time, we get back into the meeting rooms and, hit details and go back out there and make sure we got it right.
You mentioned Coach Gase, his first opportunity as a head coach. He seems like he brings a little bit of fire, a little bit of volume to what he's doing, some spark out there on the practice field. Tell me about your relationship with him.
Man, he's definitely a high energy guy, My relationship with him is just like, I wouldn't even say it's, coach the player, because that's kind of understood. But at the same time, he does a good job of being, I guess, up to trend, up to date on things, and it's allowed our relationship, our bond, the chemistry that we have, me and him, to be as great as it has been and, to continue to be.
It seems like it gives the offense a different dynamic, because he's walking around to the receivers, he's walking to the quarterbacks, the tight ends, the running backs, the offensive line. Seems to have a handle, but yet one of those things where he can jab you with the stick a little bit too at the same time.
And being an offensive-minded guy as he is, again, he wants to restrain from the word of genius or, offensive brain. But at the same time, I think the way that he handles each position group, the way that he handles the team, period, it allows you to have more access to the coach, allow you to, get more personal with the coach, and that's what we have, and that's what we're going to continue to build on.
And it seems like that filters down to his coaching staff and to your coach, especially, and Coach Jefferson, because watching you guys go through OTAs, it's attention to detail. It's the little things. It's tucking it away. It's not, maybe coming out of your route a certain angle. Are those things the things, am I right in what I'm seeing?
Absolutely. Listen, when they put their staff together, man, they got the right group of guys. And I can't say enough about Coach Jefferson. Since he's been here, I've learned so much in such a short time, from just the details, becoming a better pro, easier ways to get out of my routes, and not taking anything for granted. I think it was the most important thing that I took from everything, all our talks, all the mistakes that I made. Just don't take it for granted. And, I'm excited about the season. I'm excited about the work that we're putting in so far.
And doesn't that make you better as a group? Because it's just not the starters that are getting that. It's making the depth at wide receiver, making the depth with Coach Furster in the offensive line, or Coach Barrett with the running backs. Those attention to detail things makes everybody as a group better.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's key, knowing that you have the depth, that no matter what guy's in the game or what the situation is, that guy comes in, he's going to be attention to detail and he's going to make a play, with the guys that we drafted, the guys that we brought in our free agency, we trust that they can do it, and they stepped up to the learning curve and they've been out at OTAs making plays.
How excited are you to see this offense in a game in 2016?
Man, I've been ready since, January 3rd. I think
right.
January 3rd was the last Sunday we played, last year. But, I've been ready – well, this year, I've been ready since then. I've been ready since then. But it'll be exciting. Preseason, we'll get a little taste, get our feet wet a little bit. And, come the third game, I think it's in Orlando, it should be a good one.
Do you feel this team – I know it's very early in the offseason – you have training camp to go through. You have the mandatory mini camps to go through. But do you feel this team is gelling? Do you feel this team is coming together? Because there's a lot of new faces, a lot of new personalities on your club right now.
It's interesting you say it, because, I was just sitting down with Jordan Cameron, and just talking to him about, man, I told him, I said, bro, do you feel that when you walk in the huddle? Like, and it's just something I can't explain. It's just a bond, a chemistry, that, we're going to hit this one, or this is going to be a big run. It's going to be a big play in general, and I feel that. I feel that bond. I feel that through defensive guys. Even though it's competitive out there, we still, give guys compliments, you know, and I think, you know, that goes a long way at the end of the day.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about your quarterback, Ryan Tannehill. I know you guys have a big learning curve on the outside. No one probably bigger than the guy who's calling the plays, the guy who's looking at everything. How has that relationship been with him throwing the football? You guys look like you're on the same page.
I tell you what, he got a big task on his back, you know, but I don't think there's a better guy. You know, I'm excited to have him. I'm excited to continue to see his progress, you know, to see, you know, from year to year, he's gotten better. And I'm excited to be a part of it, you know, and continue to see it. And for us, man, he's the chief out there, man. He's the leader of this football team. And not only that, man, he's making the plays and putting in the time and the effort, you know, to allow him to be one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
You guys are putting in the time in your camp, and I know you've got a special youth camp coming up, your inaugural football camp at Archbishop McCarthy High School. It's going to be on Friday, June 17th, Saturday, June 18th, first grade to eighth grade. Tell us a little bit about your involvement and how excited you are to put that on.
Oh, man, very excited. You know, very excited, first of all, to have an opportunity to work with the kids, you know, and be in the South Florida community. You know, I feel like I've been, you know, so you know, addicted to going back home and giving camps and stuff like that. And finally to have my first one here, man, I'm excited about it, excited to go out there and teach these kids, you know, fundamentals, you know, the basics of the game, and hopefully, you know, leave them with a message that, you know, carry on. And hopefully when they're behind the camera one day, they say to Jarvis Landry, the camp that Jarvis Landry had, did it for him.
I know pro camps are excited to put that on with you and Archbishop McCarthy this June 17th, June 18th. And I think they will. You know, that always giving back, that always something special to athletes and your first opportunity on a bigger scale. So hopefully you have great success later in the month.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for spending time with us, and good luck with mandatory minicamp and the rest of OTAs.
Thank you.
You got it, man.